Indie Author Confidential. Secrets No One Will Tell You About Writing, Volume 6. Written by M.L. Ron. Read by Mike, courtesy of Google Play Books Auto Narration. Copyright 2021 by the author. Production, copyright 2022 by the author. Introduction. In the last volume, I wrote about how a major life change kept me from writing for a brief time during Q2. I'm making up for it with this volume, as I'm back to normal. In fact, I'm better than normal because I'm doing another Beast Mode challenge this year, with a goal of writing at least 10 books in 90 days. In Q2 of this year, I wrote the Indie Author Confidential volume book late in the quarter. In Q3, I decided to write the volume early in the quarter so I could focus on Beast Mode. I technically wrote part of this book during Beast Mode, and I'll be publishing it in the middle of the challenge. By writing most of this volume before the busiest days of the challenge, I'll stay on schedule. Last year, a lot of items fell off my radar during Beast Mode. This year, I don't want the Indie Author Confidential series to be one of those things. I'll share the results of the Beast Mode challenge in the next volume, but in the meantime, I've got a great volume for you that ventures into both familiar and new territory. My core strategic priorities. As a refresher, my mission is to create content that entertains and/or educates my audience, preferably both, and to remain nimble in an ever-changing industry. I do this by focusing on 5 strategic priorities. Become a world-class content creator. Become a world-class marketer. Become a technology-driven writer. Become a data-driven writer. Become the writer of the future. I believe these 5 priorities are most important for me to have a long-term, sustainable career. What's in this volume? As usual, you'll find sections for each of my strategic pillars, though technology and data and have been combined. In the world-class content creation section, I discuss my preparation for Beast Mode, why I don't write every day, and some thoughts on wrapping up teaching insurance classes, which helped me become a better public speaker. In the world-class marketer section, I discuss experiments with permafree and pricing psychology. I also write about my most ridiculous pitch of all time. In the technology and data section, I discuss thoughts on the new writing app Atticus, artificial intelligence, and why authors aren't interested in hearing about it, and more nuanced thoughts about backing up my data. In the Writer of the Future, I discuss more adventures in AI as well as a new segment where I look back at my writing career 1 year, 5 years, and 10 years ago. I also discuss the potential ramifications of big tech legislation in the United States, and it will almost certainly impact indie authors in the short and long term. And, in a series first, I discuss thoughts on death and what it means to be an author after the death of my grandfather. 2021 has been a decent year so far, and I'm hoping that the progress I made this quarter will help me finish the year strong. Enjoy this volume. M.L. Ron. July 15, 2021. Des Moines, Iowa. Become a world-class content creator. How I Mastered Repurposing Again. The previous volume of this series was the last to contain an Ideas You Can Steal section. I had an idea to create a new book with just the Ideas You Can Steal from the first 5 volumes of this series. My goal was to use them to compile a fresh book that would have separate marketing potential and a life of its own. Good ideas should be shared. I don't know if the ideas I posed in this series are good or not, but I figured I might as well send them into the world to find out. There was also the slight chance that this book could bring new readers onto my platform, but I didn't design the book with that goal in mind. The book was titled Authors Steal This Book: 67 Business Ideas for the Writers of the Future. I made the book permafree to make it easier to spread the ideas. However, I had to accept the major downside of permafree: bad reviews. Readers who get books for free are far more likely to leave harsher reviews. But if there was any book where I welcomed bad reviews, it was this one.